With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Pentagon proclaims that the United States is crushing Iran with its military might. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the results of the war against Iran are clear after 10 days of fighting.
We are winning with an overwhelming and unrelenting focus on our objectives.
Hegseth said Tuesday will be the most intense day of strikes inside Iran. Also speaking at a Pentagon news briefing, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane said Iran's missile attacks have fallen 90% since the start of the military campaign. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A senior Iranian official has appeared to, in an indirect way, threaten President Trump.
A top Iranian official, Ali Larijani, has appeared to threaten President Donald Trump himself, writing on X that Iran doesn't fear your empty threats. Even those bigger than you couldn't eliminate Iran. Be careful not to get eliminated yourself. Iran's been accused of plotting attempts to kill Trump in the past.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma. There's a special election in Georgia today to replace Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Top candidates include Republicans Clay Fuller and Colton Moore and Democrat Sean Harris. President Trump has endorsed Fuller, a district attorney. But with nine Republicans, three Democrats, a Libertarian, and an independent running, a majority for one candidate may be elusive. The winner will serve out the remaining months of Taylor Greene's term. The winner will have to run again later this year to secure a full two-year term.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 34 points. The Nasdaq rose 1, with the S&P 500 down 14, oil treading in the mid-$80 range. This is SRN News. There's trouble at the Maine Correctional Center. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to an expose in the Sun Journal, a male inmate who is living as a woman has been placed in the women's prison and is terrorizing his fellow inmates. Several women who were serving time at the facility in Windham tell the newspaper that the man has sexually assaulted them. A growing number of mostly liberal states are placing men who are living as women into women's prisons over the objections of advocates and lawyers. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a bevy of studies, marriage and family are in decline in this country. 60 years ago, about 72% of adults were married and over 90% would go on to marry. Today, 46% of adults are unmarried and half of those people aren't even interested in dating. Population forecasts project that about 25% of millennials and 33% of Generation Z will never marry. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks ease lower as investors wait for the next signal on when the war with Iran may end. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% after giving up an early gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite was essentially flat. Oil prices pulled back from where they were in the final moments of the U.S. stock market's trading late Monday. That was after they plunged from nearly $120 per barrel toward $90 on hopes for a quick end to the war. The Dow was down 34 points on Tuesday to 47,706. The NASDAQ up 1 to 22,697. The S&P 500 lost 14 points to 6781. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.